Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. When Parler comes back, we're on there as the Captain's America. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where we try to keep that updated as much as possible and keep all things pertinent and related to what's going on in real time. Alrighty, hour number two. Joining us for that, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the Pledge of Allegiance for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this program and this country is founded on those principles, under God. We are a Judeo-Christian nation, and we get it. We get it. Kyle, I got some emails during that first hour from some folks that chimed in during the break, and thank you very much for your emails. I haven't looked at all of them, but they were telling me that they really appreciated what we said coming out of the box, how we said it, and they're on board.
That's great to hear. Absolutely.
Yep, so there you go. In addition, Catwoman, let me know where Road Dog is so I can say hello to Road Dog, because I think she's still at home. She's listening to online. Now, the IRS has yet to process, and this is amazing, millions of individual and business tax returns from last year.
Yeah, this is what we're hearing. And part of this, we understand, has to do, of course, with the slowdowns because of COVID-19 and so forth. So they have an amazing backlog, evidently. And even as we're getting into the new filing season, some of these business tax returns from last season still aren't processed. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, AOC, who's always an amazing piece of work, she apparently is trying to crush dissent by calling on the House of Representatives to create a commission on media literacy. Well, my only question to that is, if they do that, would they start first with the people at ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, or NBC?
Well, I don't know. I guess they could start with a lot of people who have tweeted out or said things that are really just horribly radical. But part of this, you know, Captain, is just another way to find to regulate or to, as you're talking about, the idea of crushing any kind of dissent, because it's supposed to sound really good. Oh, well, it's media literacy. Well, that sounds like really, you know, important or thoughtful. But, you know, I think we know better, especially coming from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or the squad. You know, they're looking, and I think, Captain, that one of the real stories we're going to see play out after Joe Biden is elected president is how does the far left really act in terms of the Biden administration, which they may see as, get this, too moderate. So, I mean, that's what we're going to see start happening.
Do you know why this is being done? I do.
What's that?
The citizen journalists with the blogs, they're going after them.
Yeah.
Because a lot of what they put out there, and, you know, I love the people with the blogs, I love the citizen journalists, but a lot of the people take news stories, they rewrite them, make them into an editorial. It no longer has a news value to it. It becomes a person's opinion written into a news story, and that is not the way we do things in the news business.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And as you know, Captain, you know, when you post something or I post something or some of our colleagues post something, it usually has to do with a news story from a legitimate news source. And that's, you know, to either discuss or let people know what's going on, this kind of thing. But it has to be professional, has to be legitimate.
Now, remember the guy that broke into the Capitol with the spear and the buffalo head and the horns and all that?
Oh, yeah, and the face paint and all this stuff, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's a QAnon follower. He had a bunch of the QAnon people with him. And one of the other things, and I'm going to get right to a caller here in a second, one of the other things is we found out he was dishonorably discharged from the Navy. I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's Bill in Buckhead.
How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing well. You didn't win the lottery tonight, did you?
No.
Powerball, okay.
I heard about it, though.
Yeah, okay, I just want to touch on a tough subject.
Sure.
Master Corporal with Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department got killed yesterday. Whatever it was.
Yeah, he got T-boned.
Got T-boned, and, you know, they try to use the jaws of life, and, I've been in this business for a long time, now do insurance fraud investigations, and up here, this community's touched by that. The guy only had one shift to go.
That's right.
Coward to ram his car into that unit like that.
Yep.
Has got everybody on edge up here. And we just want to let any of those deputies out there riding around or any cop riding around, just let you know we're thinking about you in Atlanta, okay?
Blue Lives Matter, my friend. And thank you very much, Bill. You take care.
You
bet. Blue Lives Matter. You know, we got chastised for that when we first did. And Kyle, hang on, when we said Blue Lives Matter, go, no, Black Lives Matter. No, all lives matter. Blue Lives Matter. By the way, Red Lives Matter, too. Those are firefighters. I happen to be one. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, the Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And we all know that masked voice. He's hanging on the telephone here. He'll be with you in a minute. But, you know, there's gold in that windshield you got if it's got a chip or a crack in it. So give it an inspection today. And if you see that chip or that crack, you'll get $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have that windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving, and Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required, but from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, guess what? Daytona Beach, as well as Port Charlotte and all points in between, they are there for you. Auto Glass America will come to your home, your office, process your insurance claim, premium quality windshields, and $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain. Give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right. During the break, we got a call from Ms. Rosemary. Now, Ms. Rosemary is alive and well. She's still having some problems with the speech therapy, but she wanted to wish everybody well and tell you that she's praying for everybody, and she appreciated what we had to say on the program here in the last hour.
Well, that's really great to hear from Miss Rosemary. That's really something. And yeah, she is. She's still praying.
Yeah.
She's got her prayer warriors,
yeah.
And she hasn't given up at all.
Now, I'm hopping mad over a couple things. Number one, did you hear CNN host Jake Tapper take off on Florida Congressman Brian Mast, who's a double amputee because of an IED? Did you hear him take off on him?
Yes, I did. And I thought it was very, very terrible.
It's about time, folks, for you to stop watching CNN, and in particular Jake Tapper. Don't have anything to do with him. Because CNN host Jake Tapper is now taking a little heat for questioning patriotism of a double amputee Army veteran Congressman Brian Mass from down here in South Florida. He said he might be, as a matter of fact, it might be the most vile thing ever said on cable news, questioning this man's patriotism when he damn near got killed for his country and certainly gave up two of his legs, and now he's serving his country again in the Congress, and I might say he's doing a bang-up job. Everybody loves him.
Well, right, and as I recall, and just I don't have the direct quote in front of me, but it was to the effect that he served his country or protected democracy abroad, but not really protecting democracy here in the States. That's basically the gist of it, correct?
Yeah. Now, stop watching CNN. Stop watching Jake Tapper. There's a reason right there that I just gave you. All you veterans that are listening to me out there, quit watching CNN and do not watch Jake Tapper. By the way, somebody handed me some money the other day and said, here, give this to a veterans group. And I did. I walked it right over to a veterans group and handed it to them. I said, this is an anonymous donation from one of my listeners. And they were ecstatic to think that somebody might do that.
Wow, that is really cool. Well, you know, Captain, with the Jake Tapper thing, you know, there's just this narrative again that because it's centered around attacking democracy. We've heard this for so very long, and of course, nobody agrees with what happened at the Capitol building. But it seems like it's extending to anybody who has any different idea in the sense of what it means to should the president be impeached for his speech or any of this kind of thing, then suddenly they're also attacking democracy.
I believe the charge yesterday was inciting a riot. Was that what it was?
That's right. He incited the riot.
Yeah.
According to the to the articles. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's drift on over here to the telephone lines. I think we have a call. I think it's from Sarasota. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Dennis, and I'm calling from Sarasota again.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I've been giving this some thought, but I hope I can relate this well enough in a short time.
Go ahead.
I think what we're dealing with, if I may say so, is a lack of respect for law and order.
Yeah.
And it goes back to... goes way back to the time of Cain and Abel.
Uh-huh.
Now, Cain did not do well. Abel did. God approved of what Abel did, but he didn't approve of what Cain did. So Cain killed Abel because he was jealous of the attention or the approbation that he was receiving from God.
Uh-huh.
Now, I can liken this to today's situation, in that we've got an 800-pound gorilla in the room here, and we can't ignore the fact that it's there. And if we try, and I think that I'm talking about your leftist movement.
That's right.
In total.
Yeah.
And they're not going to let you peacefully coexist with them.
Yep.
I don't. They speak they talk a good talk, but they don't walk the walk.
Yeah.
And they're not going to let you do what you profess that you want to do without a fight. They're not going to stand idly by while you do try to take over from them what the gains that they've already made. That's all I'm going to say. But it goes back to the law and order thing and the willingness to work for what you get.
Yeah.
They're not willing to work for what they get.
No.
Well, anyway, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. And, Kyle, let's address that. First of all, American values have changed, and where has that change come from for the most part?
Well, I think it's changed over the last 5-6 decades.
Where has it come from? I can name a specific source right off the top of my head without much thought. Where has it come from?
Well, I think through the education system.
Thank you. There you go. Bingo. It's come right out of the education system where these kids are being taught yeah, you can have a job. Yeah, you can have a career. Yeah, you can make money. But you're entitled to it. How many times do you keep hearing, Well, you're entitled to this. You're entitled to that. You're not entitled to anything. You want something, you got to go out and did it the same way the rest of us did it, myself included, you included. You worked for it.
Well, exactly. And the hard work does pay off. And it's a recipe for success. Whether you're, well, get this, Donald Trump, he had to work pretty hard, too. All these different people that you've seen,
okay,
because they've had a great idea or because they've simply worked part of their career.
Yeah, and Al just pointed out the charge that they impeached the president on was inciting an insurrection. Okay, thank you. But here's the other thing, okay, and he's right on target when he talks about the religious affirmation pertaining to this, because, again, when I went to school, one day a week, we had religious education. Now, we had a Baptist church, a Catholic church, and a Presbyterian church all within about a quarter mile of us. So we had a choice. Pick the church you wanted to go to, and you marched off to church, and you had a religious instructor there that was usually a pastor or the reverend, or maybe it was a reverend's wife. In the case of the Catholic Church, it was one of the lower down the line priests, but they taught you about their religion and things you needed to learn. You had a Bible, you carried it with you and all that. They aren't doing that anymore, unless you're in a parochial school.
Unless you're in a parochial school, but actually, Captain, nowadays, there's actual hostility towards anybody who would, have a Bible in their backpack.
Yeah.
Suddenly, well, that's no, separate church and state. You can't bring that here.
But one of the things you learn through that, as well as through participation in sports and group activities in school, was you learn to respect the other person who was right beside you, regardless of what their color, the way they were dressed, the way they looked, none of that. You learn to respect them. And by the way, we had a mother. We had a father. We had a family structure. Granted, things were pretty good. And then somewhere along the line of the 60s, the kids, and I was one of them, kids started to rebel against their parents and say, wait a minute. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't do the drugs, thank God, so I never got involved in that because I knew and I saw what happened to the people that got smoked up, doped up, and all that. And a very good friend of mine got into a fatal car wreck, killed himself, wrapped himself around a tree because he was all doped up. And right then and there, if I was ever thinking about it, that ended it right on the spot.
Well, exactly right. And you mentioned, Captain, about, you know, basically not caring about people's color and you disrespected
right.
the person. Well,
right.
that is the central message. Jesus himself
yep.
says, love thy neighbor as
we
thyself.
Didn't care. We didn't care in the military. We didn't care in the fire service. If you could do your job when I needed to depend on you, I said had to rely on you for my life and you, them for me for their life and vice versa. We had to rely on each other. You found out working together, you could have cared less what color they were. It did not even come into the equation. And guess what? We need to go back to those days, and we can do it. It all starts in the home and in school. Hold that talk, Kyle. All right, folks, I'll get back down off my soapbox since I can go on about that for an hour. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the House's impeachment vote Wednesday, all eyes are now on the Senate to see what the next steps will be.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not call the Senate back into session to address the articles, meaning the earliest the process would start is the day before President Trump leaves office. In a statement Wednesday, McConnell said that regardless of when the Senate would take up the articles, there is no way for a fair trial to be held before the end of the president's term. Senator Kevin Cramer says it comes down to legal arguments, of which he hasn't heard any. The North Dakota Republican tells CNBC that without evidence or hearings, it's hard to take the House's move seriously.
If there are some legal arguments, we haven't heard them yet. The House rushed to judgment, rushed to impeachment without a single hearing, without talking to a single witness or hearing any testimony. So to me, it's hard to take what the House is doing seriously. It was hard to take it seriously a year ago when there was almost no due process, but there's much less today.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are, and welcome back to this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and it's brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah with offices across Florida and Georgia, and here's more about them. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah & Farrah. Let them push back. Visit farahandfarah.com. Now, Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, so that's F-A-R-A-H, farahandfarah.com. And they do have a 24-7 number. You can call them up right now to get some advice and see if you have a case. Their number is 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707, with offices in Florida and Georgia right now. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to go to the phone lines, and we've got the Kentucky Colonel up there in Kentucky listening to us tonight. Okay, sir, what's up?
Well, you know, the Commonwealth, we're still hanging in on the welfare tag, but, you know.
Well, you've got Mitch McConnell, so he'll take care of you.
Yeah, Mitch will take care of you. he used to live down the street from me. But anyway, you know, there's some really good people out there.
Sure.
And, you know, it seems like sometimes the better the person you are, the more Christian of a person you are, the more you're looked down upon. And, you know, there are some hard-working people out there.
Oh, I know.
There's some coal miners to whatever that are, yep. You know. So,
yep.
But anyways, hey, listen, God bless you, your show, and your listeners.
All right.
And the professor.
You bet. All right. Thanks very much.
All right.
Stay out of trouble up there in Kentucky. All right. Well, Kyle, you know, some of the hardest working people in the world are the coal miners, because at one time, how did we heat our furnaces if we weren't burning wood?
Yeah, you burn coal, yeah.
Yeah, and we had a basement. I remember the house we lived in town before we moved up on the farm. My dad had a farm, but my mother had to have a house in the village, so that's where we stayed to begin with for the first, I don't know, 12 years of my life. And we had a basement, and the coal truck used to come and dump the coal into the coal bin. That's what they called it. And it had an auger in it. And the auger would take the coal to the furnace, and that's how you would heat your house with the vents and the all that sort of stuff with coal. And nobody said a word. If you had black smoke coming out of your chimney, too bad. That's coal. Everybody knew it. But you were warm.
Right.
And then when we moved out in the country, up on the farm, we had a fireplace. So then we had wood, and the wood we used, because it was an apple farm, a fruit farm, was apple wood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to have a nice fire sometime, try it with apple wood.
Yeah, exactly. I bet it was really nice, absolutely.
And yeah. We had a blower in the fireplace, but we also had the electric heat if we need to have it. It was electric baseboard. But if the power went out, nobody thought anything about it. We would start the fireplace up and get the fire going and heat the whole place up with the big old fireplace we had. It was great. I mean, I loved it. And when I had my first house, guess what? It had a fireplace.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, those are the good old days, I guess you could call it. All right, let's go to something about flying around on airplanes. Now, the FAA announces now a new strict policy against any kind of unruly behavior in the sky. And the FAA chief issued a zero-tolerance policy for unruly passengers after recent incidents. We're going to go straight to law enforcement with any problems we have.
Well, that sounds like, you know, obviously it could be very necessary at this point, and also a good warning to say, look, I mean,
yeah.
People are trying to get from point A to point B, you know, don't act up.
But one of the mistakes they made was when they were flying people into Washington, D.C. for the big protests that they had, the rally, they were allowing them to drink on the airplane all the way to the gate.
Yep.
And that created a bit of a problem. But then when they came back on to get on the plane to go back, they were allowing them to drink, and if they were unruly there in D.C., they were even more unruly on the airplane.
Right, no kidding.
So
yeah.
now they've stopped. They're no more. They're not going to be serving any more alcoholic beverages on the planes if you're flying into Washington, D.C. or not. So be advised, it's going to be a dry. They call it a dry plane, right? It's going to be a dry plane.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, now, hello to our listeners in Huntsville, Alabama, and our affiliate there. And I want to congratulate you. You guys did a great job, because the U.S. Space Command will be headquartered in Huntsville, Alabama. It was announced late yesterday. It is a major win for the allies of President Trump in the state. Tommy Tuberville, by the way, campaigned on it, that they were going to try to get the Space Command there, and they did. Of course, that's the Redstone Arsenal there in Huntsville. That's where they're going to be. They've been chosen to be the permanent headquarters of the U.S. Space Command, and we had Florida in line for that, Patrick Air Force Base over there on the East Coast, just south of Cape Canaveral. But kudos to Alabama.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Space Command is going to be very, very important in as we move into these next very key years, especially with countries like China wanting to up their space program significantly, not only in terms of, you know, we're looking at these things for exploration and scientific endeavor, but also, of course, there's going to be national security implications.
And it's now become the 18th government agency to be involved in the National Security Administration. So they will be sitting in on the security briefings there. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, President-elect Joe Biden, according to Representative Marjorie Greene, from Georgia has been bought off by foreign governments, Chinese energy companies, the Ukrainian energy companies, and more. And she is going to bring forth, when he takes office, articles of impeachment to do just that based on the money that he's taken from foreign governments that she thinks she can prove, Chinese energy companies and a Ukrainian energy company. That is wild. Here we go again.
It is wild, and I don't know that it will go anywhere. I would predict it's not going to go anywhere.
In a Democratic-controlled House, no.
Well, of course not. But here's the thing, though, Captain. You know, we talked about some of these, these news networks and so forth. They're losing a lot of their ratings. But one of the things they can do is, or the media in general, is to investigate these things that we hear about, run them down. If there's nothing there, there's nothing there. But there may be a Pulitzer in there somewhere for intrepid reporters who actually want to go out and get real stories and report on them, no matter who the politician is, for example, no matter what party affiliation it is. That's what the American people, the American news consumer, viewer, what have you, that's what they expect. They want the truth. They can handle the truth.
Yeah, and congratulations to Newsmax, because they just continue to roll on as a news network. And I happen to have two televisions going right now in the studio with the volume down. One of them is Newsmax. The other one is One American News. And I've got One American News because it's not on cable that we get here, but it's on my little tablet that's right beside me. And then Newsmax is up on the cable because we get it that way. But Newsmax has just been busting it when it comes to the downloads out there across the country and around the world, and kudos to them.
Well, certainly. And again, it's not just because it's the phrase, people want news that they want to hear. That's not it at all. I think people are looking to find out.
They want news. They don't want something editorialized. And by the way, once you hear this, in the last month, since the first of the year, Newsmax, the app, has been downloaded more than 4 million times since the first of January.
Well, exactly. It just shows that there is a major, major upswing for people who are flocking to places like Newsmax, especially Newsmax in this case, because they're telling them the news as opposed to their just another opinion.
Now, we need to talk about, and we've only got a little bit of time left, we need to talk about banning of President Donald Trump from the social media platforms, Facebook, Google, and Twitter. They are paying a serious price right now. They have lost, since they did that, over $51 billion total in their value via their stocks.
Well, sure, because it's a twofold thing. Number one, they banned somebody who was really the major player on these social media platforms. And second of all, it shows, I thought you could say stuff on these platforms, and it turns out you can't.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're going to come back with a Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Yeah, we're going to rock. It's a little cold up there, some of the places around the countryside. We're going to warm it up on the radio airwaves. Don't go nowhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. By the way, she was the first traffic copter girl on the radio for the Howard Stern Show back a number of years ago in New York City. That's where I first heard about her, and then I met her on September 11th, 2001. But it's been a great relationship ever since. She's a very good friend and very knowledgeable when it comes to communications, radio, and television. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. It is called the Truckers Highway and Byway segment, and we are gonna rock. Alrighty, that's a little Foreigner, and that's called Hot Blooded, and boy, that one's been around a while, dating herself there, and I'm not sure, but Foreigner still may be around somewhere. Kyle, are they still on touring someplace?
You know, I would suspect that they would be.
Yeah, because a lot of these bands, they're still out and about doing what they're doing, but anyway, it is what it is. All right, well, let's get to the weather forecast. I'm going to read the statement right here, and then I'm going to give it to you. Now, there is a lot of damaging high winds continuing across a broad swath of the plains as a powerful storm system shifts into the upper Mississippi Valley today. Heavy snow will develop across areas of the upper Midwest, and a wintry mix will spread across the north and central plains into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Gusty winds will produce critical fire weather threats in Southern California and Kansas, and I'm looking at it right now. And, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. There is a fire weather warning in Southern California. This is in the Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Riverside area, as well as up through Santa Clarita, up through Santa Barbara. And that is going to cause some winds in the mountains, of course, in the foothills. And we also understand maybe even gusts up to about 55 miles an hour or so below Cajon Pass. So if you travel up the 15 freeway, just be aware that that could be in the offing. Traveling up north into Southern Oregon, we've got a dense fog advisory tonight. This is going to be along Interstate 5. If you're in the Medford, if you're in the Cottage Grove area, Roseburg, that's what that's covering there. Some scattered flood warnings near Portland, also Seattle. Looks like the rain has stopped for now. May come back in a day or so, so be careful there. Up near I-90, near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, we have avalanche warning in a lot of the northern part of Idaho and part of the northern part of Montana. Also, 4th of July pass, wet pavement, be on the lookout also for high winds there as well. Speaking of high winds, high wind warning in basically the eastern half of Montana covering Billings. This goes down through the eastern half of Wyoming, partially in the central part of Wyoming as well. And, of course, traveling down I-25 down into Colorado, Fort Collins, Denver, Colorado Springs. High wind warning there as well, Captain, tonight.
All righty. Well, let's do North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas. Starting up in North Dakota, the western half of North Dakota got a lot of high winds in there. You do have winter driving conditions over to the east, especially from Fargo, North Dakota, all the way up to Minot, North Dakota, into Canada, as you've got snow, blowing snow, and the winds are coming from the west. It's going to make it even a little bit worse down into South Dakota, Sioux City. That way, you're going to have not just winter driving conditions, but you're going to have some freezing fog in the mix there, freezing drizzle right now. The rest of the state got a high wind warning across it. Nebraska, a lot of high winds across there with some uncertainty over to the eastern part of Nebraska, I-29. It could get a little bit wintry today. We'll see. Kansas all the way across I-70 tonight to Kansas City. You're going to have winds pushing you all the way across, so be advised of that. You do have a fire weather threat along the southern part of Kansas on the Oklahoma border, and you've got some unsettled weather conditions for the central part of Oklahoma today as well. Now, going up into Minnesota. Most of Minnesota, winter conditions are in effect right now. Snow, and there will be a wind pushing it here as the day moves along. You've also got some freezing drizzle over in a part of the western and northwestern part of Wisconsin right now with some winter driving conditions and snow on the way to the western half of Wisconsin, all the way down the state to the northwest corner of Illinois, as well as down into Iowa across I-80 from Des Moines all the way over to the Quad Cities there on the Illinois and Iowa and Wisconsin line right in there. So be advised of that. Now, down south in the northern part of Alabama across I-20 and north out of Birmingham on I-65, you've got a combination of freezing drizzle, freezing mist, and some rain a little bit further south where the temperatures are at freezing or slightly above. But up around Birmingham across I-20, you've got temperatures below freezing, so it is turning to ice. Also, up along the eastern coast of the U.S., fog, scattered fog along the coastline, about halfway up North Carolina, up towards the Chesapeake Bay, and then up north of there, Virginia, up into Maryland and Delaware, and you got some fog coming out of Philadelphia tonight going over west towards Allentown, Pennsylvania. So be advised of that. Now, Kyle, tell us about your show, how we can hear it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night. So stay low, stay out of trouble, and don't get involved in those fire weather threats out there.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, we're going to go right to the phone line. And we've got Denise. Oh, there we go. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Push the right button. I get them every time, right? Denise Simon, we had a little event yesterday. President Trump became the first U.S. president in history to be impeached for the second time.
Indeed, we did, and it was a painful experience to watch the 2 hours with what they called debate on the House floor, where everybody got up to speak about this and speak about that. It was everybody had something to say that just goes on the congressional record. It was painful.
Well, what did you think about Lynn Cheney?
Well, we knew that going in. She had already said that, that she was going to vote to impeach. So, I did not hear her on the floor. I did not see her.
I didn't either.
I watched, I may have missed, I think I watched pretty much all of them. I may have missed her, but I didn't see her at all.
Then you had Adam Kinzinger, who's a veteran. That was a little surprising, but there you go.
And he said going into it that he would vote for that. There were 10 of them, 10 Republicans.
Yeah, and I don't have the list. I don't really care. But, I mean, 10 out of how many?
Well,
207 or whatever?
Yeah. Rest of them you probably don't know. I didn't really recognize some of the names either. But it's kind of over with, isn't it?
Yeah, and we need to get on with the business of the country. And, the president has – I've heard all the legal arguments from the legal experts that he's got a case if he wants to take it up and have this all, reneged and whatnot. But right now, for the good of the country, we just got to let things move along and let nature take its course. And if he wants to sue people later, then so be it, right?
Correct.
All right, hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Remember, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read the article she writes, sign up for her daily sit rep, and you'll know what's going on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go overnight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.